Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Sweet Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM. Ism.
Right.
Funky 93.3 Tweed FM is Baptist Six Cruise mix, y'all. That was the Fatback Band. Big shout out to Bill Curtis and the original Fatback Band. Super Cool Whip in the night. That song is called Cool Whip. Man, let me bring on my music historian that's live on the premises with me tonight, Mr. Rick Marino. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Yo, yo, Tweed. Good to be back, man. How was your holiday?
Man, they was real, real groovy, like real, real groovy, man. Didn't do the turkey, but we had a beautiful time.
Right on,
not even
right on.
Really tripping off of Christmas, just making sure that the babies is happy, and that's about it. All the naughty people, y'all ain't get nothing this year. We just gonna make sure that the babies is happy. And we're gonna be all right.
For the kids, man, for the kids, you know.
It's all about the kids, man, because they're the ones that really need it and would appreciate it. We ain't buying nothing for you grown ass folks.
Nah, we got too much stuff anyway.
So tonight, man, we don't have the Six Cruise mix. Just some all-around classic oldies as we do it. Superfly oldies in rare form, of course. Tonight's episode is brought to you by theglueshow.com. That includes Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. Fundiggity.com. For the best funnel cakes in America, by far, they're located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue, City of Compton, 90222. Open Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m., unless there's a special catered event. The call-in number is 310-404-6849 to place your order. You can also Uber Eats, DoorDash, or come directly to our brick and mortar. It's going down. Also, BTP Media, Mr. Jeff Kwan, Stacy Adams Incorporated, if you want any footwear, hatwear, underwear, socks, apparel, go to tweedcadillac.com, click on the link, I'm offering 25% discount on any Stacy Adams purchase. Once you click on the link, that will be your code and enjoy the benefits of what you get. Magnificentwax.com as well. If you're in Walmart, grab that. Or if not, just go on the website, grab it. Tell them Tweed Cadillac sent you. And big shout out to Jack's Family Kitchen, located on Western Avenue in between Martin Luther King Boulevard and 39th Street. 55 years strong at one establishment. The hood staple, as they say. Tonight, man, we're on a high-speed soul train. So, Slick Rick, would you like to open it up? Or shall I have the honors?
Yeah, let's play. I actually have to see Parliament over the holiday weekend, man. They had a show out here in L.A., and that was a real good time, man. So I picked a song, from Funkadelic called Charlie off the One Nation Under a Groove album. So I think we should get into that.
Okay. All right, y'all. Let the fungus be among us. The funk mob is live in the building. 93.3 FM is up. P-Funk, that G-Funk, that OG P-Funk. Ricky, you're killing him, man. That's too much funk for him.
Yeah, man. What that's, that doo-doo right, that's that doo-doo right
man,
there.
Man, that's that funk. That's that funk, man, that they really doesn't understand, man, because they have to really be sitting, man, you know, in the garage, man, with the blue lights in the basement type thing. and everybody just, you know, man, got a bottle of Boone's Farm and, you know, that 1970s type folk thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to
Well, one last thing, man. It was a trip at their show on last Friday. It was good to see, man, just a mix of people and a lot of young folks out there, a lot of young kids turned out to the show, man. And I thought that was a trip, you know. So the funk will continue, I think, man. They got the younger generation into it, so I'm glad to see it.
Oh, yeah. Funk will never die because, man, funk was, to me, an original movement. Funk started like how rock and roll did, in a way, if you really think about it. It growed once the grass started growing and everybody started watering it, man. It just grew and grew and grew. And, man, praise the Lord for George Clinton and Bootsy. And isn't that ironic when you really think about it? Most of the real band members from, like, Eddie Azul and Mudbone, all the original Funketeers have passed, but look who's still standing. It's George and Bootsy. George is almost like 80-something years old, man. So, man, he's a preserver and the preservationist of the funk, man. Big shout-out, man, to the B-Funk Mob. Let me put a little funk in it this way, though. But I'm going to go to some Purple Funk. Now, Purple Funk is a whole nother dimension of the funk. A lot of people might not understand Purple Funk until I play this particular track. But Purple Funk is when you can go into the Coliseum in Los Angeles where the 1932 Olympics was held and Jesse Owens won his first gold medal for black people, and you can step up on that stage and get booed in front of 50,000 people. This is the beginning of Purple Funk. 90.3 Tweet FM, Dr. Six Cruise Mix. Slick Rick, Marino, Tweet Cadillac, G. Lou, check it out, y'all. Purple Funk.
Your daughter. me spit on the lyric, a new check in the pulpit. Watch the jig and your dragon slick and wonder who's digging. The stick of paint and riser at the peak wind. You jump off, my dick does one thing, I don't play the jock stop, but give it for you anyway. You get too simple, then I'll bust it like a pimple from the start. You brought me forth, I'll take it like a ship beside. Adventure, you bump a jig just to be kind. Sure, there must be more coming from your mouth than manure. Shoot with the bow and spray, I say hey, you must become a prince before you're king anyway.
And he is funky. Big Daddy Kane, man, came up to clean it up for him. Big shout out, man. Prince is funky, man. The only guy that had on a two-piece and had his cheeks out. He had enough heart to do that. Wow, Prince was the man. May he rest in peace as well. 90.Tweet FM ism. Dr. Six Cruise Mix featuring my musical historian, Mr. Rick Marino. We're waiting on my calls, Mr. G. Lou. Thanks for all the callers out there. If you want to speak, press 1. Also, if you have any requests that you might like for me to play in any upcoming shows, email me at tweetcadillac@yahoo.com. If you want to know about any other things, if you need news, music updates, apparel, picks, merchandise, videos, etc., booking information, make sure to feel free to go to tweakadillac.com. So, Mr. Slick Rick, what direction are we going right now? You in the car, man, I just want to sit back in the lock and roll with you tonight. Where you want to take us to right now?
Oh, man. So, sounds like we're going on a little tour of the funk. So, why don't we take it down south? A little bit of that jumbo swamp funk with the Meters, you know, one of my favorite bands.
You don't know nothing about the Meters. You don't know nothing about, get out of here. You don't know nothing about the Meters. You know about the Meters?
Oh, yeah. Got to, man.
And you know
the funk, you gotta know the Meters, and, man. Come on.
And exactly. And you know what's funny about the Meters? Is that they never even thought that that song would even do anything, and it wasn't even originally supposed to be a single, and it was one of the most sampled, but it was pretty much respected throughout the industry, and it's been reduplicated and tried to be copied amongst other artists that really, you know.
Yeah, I hear a lot of
totally captivate the song.
I hear a lot of people trying to do their version, but they don't have that swing that the Meters do, you know?
No, not at all. Not at all. Let me pull it up. And I know I got it. I just don't know where it is. But it's right here. 90.Tweet FM, y'all, the Meters. This is older than your Uncle Ted that's sitting on the front porch, you know, drinking the Boone's Farm. As Uncle Ted, do we know about this song? 90.Tweet FM. Peace.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
the fabulous meters, ladies and gentlemen, on the After Six Cruise Mix. Man, I got one for you, Slick Rick. That's right along those lines, another slept on song, but not really by the masses, but by the people that wasn't really privy to the funk. You know, like the new generation of the music right about now, they've never heard of this song. This song as well has been sampled as well, too, by a few, not just R&B artists, but a couple of hip-hop artists. But this is one of the songs that you got to have some spittums. You know, you got to be able to bust, as they say. You know, it ain't just rap. You got to be able to bust to even try to attempt to mess with a song like this. But if you could pull it off, you're the man. Let me find this one. This is man from like a, how do you describe this group? That's going to be a good one. Let me see. How do I describe this group? They were a 70s group, started off to actually be a rock and roll group. And they ended up just, you know, freestyling one night, and they came up with this. 93.2 Tweet FM-ism. Check this out. We'll be right back. And that gets funky right there. That gets funky. Yeah.
I didn't even know that was the live version. They sounded just like the album.
Yeah,
like
that was
the album
live version, man.
Yeah.
Man, because them boys was polished, man. And they just was freestyling one day and didn't even know that the engineer was recording it. And that became like a classic hit. So it just goes to show, right place at the right time. Same way all players used to do back in the day. They would just start jamming and whatever they felt, you know, they played it and they just recorded everything they did. They had to go back and edit it. They were able to do that, but they had the body of work in real time, real feelings, you know, real cocaine. Everything was going right at the time. They was running on all cylinders, as they say. The V12 big old motor was going down. What you want to do, Slick Rick? Holler at me. Just don't yell. What you want
to
do?
Well, we talk about, you know, a lot of this music that we play has correlations to a lot of hip hop music because obviously a lot of samples going on. But I think this song, especially the little intro piece, the drums on this, has been sampled over and over and over, and that's. Easing in, Edwin Starr from the Hell Up in Harlem soundtrack. This is a smooth
They don't even know nothing about Edwin Starr. You have to be a 70s baby to know who Edwin Starr was. His biggest hit was War. What does it end? It's like,
didn't he do
Kung Fu
Fighting?
No, that wasn't Edwin. No, that wasn't Edwin Starr. He did 25 miles and running and War. But he's an end, y'all. Edwin Starr, he was a Motown act as well. Berry Gordy was instrumental in his career. And that was his label, 90.3 Tweed FM. Edwin Starr, y'all. FM-ism, spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and every goddamn thing in between. We are back live on the premises. You are tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix, featuring my music historian, Mr. Rick Marino, and my co-defendant in crime, Mr. G. Lou Lavis. I am known as Mr. Melody. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's been up past their bedtime to listen to this broadcast. You could be on your third dream right about now, but you're rocking with the crew. Congratulations, man. Thank you. Truly appreciate you, man. So, Mr. Rick, G. Lou, man,
we're on
some cool little fly, you know, easy listening, classic oldie situation going on around. We just rolling. Man, that was Edwin Starr. Easing in. Slick Rick came with it. But I got a man bring up another guy that's real instrumental in the West Coast sound. I'd like to bring him to the stage, if I may. He goes by the name of Mr. Charles Wright. He's from the band known as the Watts, 103rd Street Rhythm Band. This man has put down music for years and years and years. And he's still active as right now. Matter of fact, he has a new single that's out in stores as we speak. But man, this man, I've interviewed him once before. He's on deck for another go-round. Let me play this, man. 90.Tweet FM, G. Lou, Slick Rick.
Yes, sir.
Tweet Cadillac. Check this out. Go take him to love, man.
You are all And you're tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.3 FM. Go on and tell a hater to tell a player, Tweet Cadillac, baby.
You at best respectinize and recognize. We live on the premises each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 PM Pacific time. We rolling like Nolan and the car ain't stolen. So, Mr. Slick Rick Marino, Ole Holmes, what's going on, S.A.? What you want to do now? You want to throw some chingazos?
Man.
I know all about the cerveza. Your madre cooked the carnitas. What's going on? Let's roll. Let's roll, S.A. Let's roll.
Let's roll, man. Shoot, man, I don't know.
What's
man.
On your mind, Slick Rick?
I got a few in the chamber, man. I'm trying to pick here. Let's see.
Cock 'em and bust 'em. Cock 'em and bust 'em. Just don't tell, because I'm gonna jump out the car and run. As soon as they pull us over, I'm running. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gone. You don't know
man,
me. I don't know
like
you.
Man,
when you get in the car with me, you better keep your hand on the door. Because, hey, let's come to sell, I'm gone. I can't go to jail. I'm too pretty. I'm too pretty like Prince. Imagine Prince in the county jail in L.A. G. Lou, can you picture Prince in the county jail in L.A.? How long could he last? That nigga sandwich is going to be gone. They're going to take his orange juice, his apple. Come on, man. Man, I can't go to the county, man. I can't go.
That bologna sandwich will be gone, man.
It's gone. No, hey, man, you going to drink that Kool-Aid? They going to take the nigga Kool-Aid and everything. What you want to do, Rick?
Oh, man. Let's do the bar case, man. You made a change in my life. That's a nice little punk tune for everybody. Yep.
That's a cold
not
jam
the
there.
Bar case. Yeah, it is. Look at Rick trying to act like he know music.
Rick.
Knowing his music, though. Man, Rick be knowing his music, man.
Dig.
I can't say nothing about that, man. Rick know his music, man. Wow.
So that's all about.
You got him
man.
Here. You got him here for a reason, Tweed. Rick
oh,
knows
no.
Shit.
He do. He know his shit. And the funny part about it, I don't see it in the playlist, and I got it. Hold
oh, you
on.
Ain't knowing your shit. You ain't knowing your shit.
No.
Man.
I could have
oh,
swore
man.
That I uploaded it. Damn, Rick.
You don't got it?
I cannot see it. I don't got it, but I got some barcades. I got one for you, though. Where the hell is let me see something else. I'm my own production crew, y'all, so bear with me. I'm not just a client.
We were having
player
too many
president.
Laughs, man. We had too many laughs, man. You know?
Hey, it's real time. Damn. I could have swore I uploaded it. My bad. I slipped on that one. But I do got some barquets that'll be completely apropos for the event. Let me see. Not unless you want to go to something else. You want to go to something else, we could do that. Or I could play a cool band.
That Ozone with Tina Marie. Jiggle it.
Oh, that's easy. That's nothing. Hold on. Okay, one second. Done deal, my bad, y'all.
Thank you. tuned in to 93. Tweed FM, Spectacular Lowriders, Old School, R&B, and everything in between.
We're Ozone on the After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac Baby.
Going down in a real way, man. Big shout out, man, to Rusty Allen, one of the premier bass players of all time. Not only did he play the bass on Gigolette, he played the bass on It Must Be Magic, Behind the Groove, a lot of Tina Marie's joints as well, too, man. That was a nice one, Slick Rick. Would never go out of style. And cruising on that bad boy, I've cruised on it over 20,000 miles. Yeah, that's it's a oldie but goodie.
Yes, sir. I actually got to see the Rick James and Tina Marie tribute band not too long ago. And, man, they tore it up. They tore it up. I think it was Randall Bostic from
Did you get to see them in concert, Rick or Tweed?
No, I never saw Ozone live, nor have I ever had the privy to see Tina Marie live. Only time I saw Rick James live was at the original Funk Festival at the Coliseum.
Okay.
And I got my Rick James story, but that was the only time.
Man,
let's go to the phone lines. Pretty much. Caller, you're live on 93.3 FM. Speak on it.
Hey, good evening, Kings.
Queen, Cadillac, T. Lou. It's the queen.
King Rick Moreno. What's happening? Listen, I'm great. I didn't take no Geritol. I'm up because I was excited to get these oldies.
I figured you was gonna take that personal. My bad.
No, I didn't take it personal. But listen, I'm glad that I stayed up because you played one of my favorites. OG oldies, and that's that Gene Chandler, Lovely.
Ooh.
And I was, you know, I was a child when that one was out, but I got older siblings, so yeah, I got up off the bed and started stacking my fingers and stood in front of my mirror and did a little jig or two until it went
out.
Come on now,
Tweed. You know about that song. Yeah, that's fly.
Of course.
We used to roller skate off that song. That song is so old.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager. Yeah, man, that's a real oldie but goodie, for real.
That's a good OG, like, right there. Like, take me with you.
Man, we going to Loveland.
Loveland.
Everybody can't go.
With you.
Everybody can't go to Loveland. For
that's
real, you got to be special to go to Loveland. You got to be special to go to Loveland. And we're going to stop off at the Cheesecake Factory before we go to Loveland.
I just had a piece of
cheesecake
earlier.
Exactly.
From the Cheesecake Factory.
Then we could take it.
Cheesecake Factory. I don't know what that lady was. I don't know what that girl was talking about. Cheesecake Factory. They were bougie without being bougie.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can go a little deeper. You could take me to a park and have one of those old school seats. With a picnic basket. It don't have to be
there
a basket. It could be a brown paper bag. Let's just
there
get into
go.
It.
There
that
go.
Could be
do
our love land right there.
Do y'all remember the Spaghetti Factory on Sunset?
Yeah.
That was even
spaghetti
cool. That was cool, man. Matter of fact, I'm not sure if it's still there, but man. These women's onion.
Red onion.
Oh, please don't speak on that one. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was a fixture in that bad boy. We go in there and eat, and then when the club starts, all you got to do is walk through that one door, and you're in the club. You never had to pay
one
to get
door.
In there. Yep, I remember. Those were the days. I'd have knocked so many up out of there. Oh, my God.
I just look
wow.
Like I just look really young.
Wow. Man, a red onion would crack at any given time. You could never go wrong if you go to the red onion.
Mm-mm.
And guess
red
what?
Onion.
You could go right down the street to the Bitten Apple just go a little bit going west to the Bitten Apple nightclub, about maybe seven blocks, eight blocks. That was the one,
unless
too, man.
Take it back to the hood, right there on Crenshaw.
What, the Pie Piper?
What was the name of that club? The Pie
Mavericks Flat.
That one.
The Pie Piper, Mavericks
Flat. Pie Piper. Absolutely.
Total experience.
The total experience.
Yeah, boy, we had a, man, we had
the
so much fun
West
growing up.
Was a real strip.
Yeah,
club.
We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It was.
Man,
that's when it
man,
was.
We had so
stress.
Much
that
fun back
time.
Then.
And you had a
it,
lot of
it really was,
out
man.
There, too. A
sure
lot of
did. Paradise 24.
There.
Eddie Murphy
yep.
stepped on my shoe and apologized, bought me a drink. Because he looked at under my shoes and like, damn, I had on some
mm-hmm.
suede Giorgio Buttini slip-ons that had like a little lizard print to match my outfit. And he accidentally stepped on my shoes. He looked at me, I'm fly as suede. So I had on a suede outfit. Suede baggies, suede and leather jacket, all matched. It was like a one-piece ensemble with the suede kicks. The man had stepped on my shoe by accident, apologized, and took me to the bar and bought me a drink at Paradise 24.
Wow.
We had fun
that's
growing
the least
up, man.
You can do. Yeah, it was.
Club,
those were some
club
good
club days was fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
Completely
those
all the way there.
Yeah.
Rick, man, this is, man, back when you was probably still in Pampers, man, we was out there.
I might have started getting a twinkle on my parents' side, man, that time. I don't know.
Man, the club scene was fun. Just a good time
fun.
To be able to talk to women, link with people. You know, man, just
saying
the funny part about
now.
It. Oh, of course not. It's completely day and night. And the funny part about it, you could go, because, like, we used to frequent the same clubs, you know, like do, like, a little club tour. We might go to four clubs on one night because all of them
mm-hmm.
be having cracking, having fun. And you might see a girl that you saw last week, but you didn't say nothing to her. But now you see her again this week. Now you got action. It was so much fun, man. Oh, my God, it was fun. What you want to
yeah.
do, Slick Rick, where you want to go? Where you want to go?
Man, let's see. Let's do the Johnny Watson, man. Love Jones.
Mm.
My
what,
boy.
Love Jones?
My boy, Lover Jones.
Love
you
Jones, my hobby baby.
Jones.
Yeah, that's my song, King G. Lou. You know that. That Love Jones is just my jam. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know.
That one is it.
That'll work.
Long time ago, you know what, I didn't get the slightest warning, and now, can't let you go. You didn't even tell me, baby, no, that you could be sweeter than anyone else can, baby. You sure know how to be a woman, yeah. And you know how to let a man be a man. I just like to say, what the hell in the loving, the S in the sunshine. And I'm so glad that you're mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine. Oh baby, come on, let's get together. Oh yeah, making love for Jones. First first thing that you gave me. Let me tell you what it was. I got a deal I can't refuse, no. These girls worth a good love, and not a dollar's worth of blue. You too cold, girl. Ain't got to worry about no lonely nights, no. Even when you're not at home, no, I don't, baby. Listen to this. Cause the love that we have going, baby, would you believe it? Listen. Strong as King Kong. Ha, look out. Put the L in my loving, the S in my sunshine, and I'm so glad that you're mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine.
Tweed FM, Spectacular Lowrider Oldies, R&B, and everything in between, man. What a night. We rolling like Nolan. The car ain't stolen. Man, let me switch it up real quick for y'all, man. Let me come with some jazzy, snazzy, some fly little stuff. You know, man, I like that fly stuff, that suit and tie stuff, that GQ stuff. Remember back in the day when everybody was dressing all GQ, everybody looked like a chic album cover. You know, it's like, man, that's what I'm talking about. When we did step into them clubs and Carlos and Charlie's and all of them clubs. Do you remember Carlos and Charlie's, Queen Jean?
Yes.
Have
I
you
do.
Ever been to, man, those were the where you had to be fresh dressed, ready to impress. You couldn't get in if you wasn't clean. Those
Absolutely.
Were the, those were the fun days.
Those,
those were
fun
the fun days.
Mm-hmm.
Where you come out
like
and you
said.
Know you're looking good. You know you're mm-hmm. looking good. You got on the good smellums. Man, you got the smellums on. You just feeling good. And we wasn't even, you know what's even funnier about it? We wasn't even ordering no expensive ass drinks. I was going through a club. Y'all gonna laugh at me when I tell y'all this, but I don't give a damn. It's real life. I know that you would spend all your money trying to get high in the club. We already figured that part of the game out. What I would do, I would order a double shot of Bacardi 151 and a Heineken Chaser. And I would stand at the bar like John Wayne, shot swig down the Bacardi 151 double straight, grab the Heineken and walk away. 15 minutes later, I'm good. I don't need another drink for the rest of the night. And if I do 1-1, I could do the same thing, and it didn't even cost me $10.
That was my choice when I was in Germany. They had this drink called Osbach Brandy, and my chaser was a Heineken. But the Heinekens in Germany, the Heinekens
I heard
out here,
they
way
stronger than the American. Yeah,
I've
heard that too. They're way stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
yes,
it's lager beer too. It's lager beer. Yep. And a white guy taught me that trick. He said, "Man, this is gonna be all you're gonna need. It's all you're gonna need." And you walk away, man. He said, "Give it 15 minutes, and you're gonna be the Mac of the year." And it used to work. 93.2 FM, y'all. After Six Cruise Mix, G. Lou, Rick Marino, Tweet Cadillac, Lou Lavis, Mr. Melody. Check this out, y'all. Tweed FM ism, spectacular low rider oldies, R&B, and everything all in between. You are tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix. I'm your host, Mr. Melody, surrounded by G. Lou, otherwise known as Lou Lavish, and yes, Mr. Slick Rick Marino. Slick Rick, how you want to go, man? We trying to keep it fly, jazzy, classy, and flashy tonight. What you want to do, sir?
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are talking about nightclubs and everything, man. For anybody out there in Southern California, I'll give you a little insight. There's a place called the Starting Gate in between Long Beach and Anaheim in the city of Los Alamitos. Every weekend, man, they have a chicken band, man. So just, you know, anybody out there might want to check that place out. What's cool about it, right next to the club is a liquor store. So you can get your pregame on.
Oh, no.
And then head right into the head right into the club, man. So it's always a good time. What's that, Julie?
Say, where is it at again? In Long Beach?
It's in Los Alamitos, man.
Check
it out. They got a Facebook page and everything, Starting Gate. Just throwing it out there because every week, man, they have a really good band out there. So, yep.
Okay.
And it's old school music. It's old school
music, man. It's a mature crowd, man. And they're playing all the stuff that we play here on the show. So, yep.
Hey, can you send that to me, Rick, or on the Facebook?
Yeah. I know your Instagram. I'll shoot it to you. I'll shoot it to you.
Okay, thanks.
But anyways, get back to the music. Why don't we go with that Cool in the Game, Soul Vibration.
Okay. And then to it but to do it. Who be saying that, Flossie, huh? Cool in the Gang. Shout out to George Brown, man. The drummer of Cool in the Gang passed last week. May he rest in peace as well, man. What the hell? Hold on. I got it. I sat here and uploaded all of these songs and they are not popping up. Soul Vibrations. 90.3 Tweet FM is a show.
Oh,
music gonna take you so high, so, so high, until you reach the sky. That's what we do on 93.3 Tweet FM. We are protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key, sissy. Slick Rick, what you want to do on the mic, do what you like.
Oh, man. Okay. Shit. I only got a couple of slow ones on deck, man. So why don't we go with the Smokey Robinson, So In Love.
Smokey, what can you say about that man? Smokey is the man among men. He's the man. Can't say a damn thing. The man got to get that man everything that he deserves. That man probably got, what, 2,000 songs? How many songs Smokey actually recorded himself?
That might be like.
And wrote for others. And the ones that never probably ever got released. Smokey catalog is worth probably more than Prince's catalog, if you really want to think about it. Song for song.
Damn, for sure.
Smokey's the man. And guess what? I think Smokey's damn near 80 years old himself. Last time I checked, I think he was 76. And that was probably years ago when I checked. Somebody, man, in the chat, tell me how old Smokey Robinson is. Google that shit, man. Let me know. It's going down right now. 93.3 FM, the Green Eye Bandit, Smokey.
Private place to get away. After Six Cruise Mix. Spectacular lowrider oldies with Tweed Cadillac Billy. The notation, we are still here standing tall through it all.
Switchboard went crazy on me for a second. It was spinning and spinning and spinning. Big shout out to Smokey once again, man, for a great body of work that he's put down.
4,000 songs.
Smokey was the man. Man, 4,000 songs, and I just guessed and said two. Ain't that a trip?
Man.
What a lot of people don't even know, that Smokey was freebasing back in the day, stayed in this house for a year. To Berry Gordy, had to go over there and found out that he was doing it. Mm-hmm. Went and knocked on his door, got him out of there, threw him in rehab, cleaned him up, and got him back. And his wife stayed down with them. They've been married for 40-something years. Love will always outshine diversity. Adversity or diversity in your life. So praise the Lord that he made it out all right. Everything is cool, man. I don't know what the hell happened. I lost G. Lou. It's just spinning. G. Lou, if you're there. One tweet, FM-ism.
And I find you spinning.
Lastly, we at 93.2 FM can go to your ear, get all up in your membrane area, turning you on to some classic R&B soul, soul train type music. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. We do this each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure to hit the follow button if you're listening and you enjoy the podcast, the platform. It's absolutely free. Refer to tweakatlight.com for news, music, updates, apparel, pics, merchandise, videos, etc. Tonight's sponsors, once again, Stacey Adams Incorporated. Go to tweakatlight.com, click on that link, get you some discounts, footwear, underwear, hatwear, loungewear, shoes, belts, accessories, all your fly products, all in between. TheGLewShow.com, Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, OG Sundays featuring Miss Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. FunDiggity.com, the home of the original funnel cakes, located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue, City of Compton, 90222. Open Tuesdays through Sundays, unless we have an event. The call-in number is 310-404-6849. Make your order or feel free to call DoorDash, Uber Eats, MagnificentWax.com, of course, or go to Walmart. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you. PTP Media and my favorite breakfast spot, open from 6 to 2 o'clock p.m., Jack's Family Kitchen, located on Western Avenue, in between Martin Luther King Boulevard and 39th Street. Slick Rick, we got time is ticking, so I'm just gonna freestyle it the rest of the way. It looked like we kind of running out of time. That last song, right, man, I got a real cool one too, man, for y'all, man. I love this group, man. They're out of Vallejo, California. Think about the name of Confunction. They've hit us with various hits over the years, but one of my all-time favorites that I've been loving this song from day one. Check it out, y'all.
Yeah. Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick, and you're listening to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 Tweed FMism, lowrider music, and all the shit that your parents used to fuck to.
93.3 Tweed FM ism. The After Six Cruise Mix. Tonight's special guest was Mr. Ricardo Marino, my musical historian. Thank you so much for blessing me tonight with your presence, sir. It's truly greatly appreciated and respected, man. Did you have a good time,
sir? Absolutely, man. Yeah,
absolutely, man.
Just...
That last song was Mr. Donald Byrd, man. It's a beautiful rendition. Now that song is called I Feel Like Loving You. It's the perfect nightcap song just to show our appreciation for your love, for tuning in. And when you are chilling, man, with your family and sitting around the fire pit in the backyard doing s'mores and barbecuing, man, that's a beautiful song to play around this holiday season, man. So make sure, man, to pump that. It's called I Feel Like Loving You by Mr. Donald Byrd. May he rest in peace. Beautiful song, man. Beautiful song. And I had to cut it short because we ran out of time. Any parting words, you got, Slick Rick?
Yeah, man. Just everyone out there, you know, we talk about the funk and, you know, the funk is keeping it on the one, man. So, you know, make sure you keep it on the one. And when I say the one, that means your heart. And follow your heart, and the rest will follow.
Indeed, indeed. And I always say keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy. And the day you stop trying is the day you start dying. Remember, what you do today will dictate tomorrow. Stay blessed and geared for success. Because it ain't no such thing as luck. It's where opportunity meets preparation. And ain't nothing going to work unless you do. So if you're going through hell, simply keep going. It too shall pass. You know what I'm saying? We don't play what they play. We don't say what they say. We just keep it fly over here, man. Don't swerve off the freeway trying to follow cars that you can't keep up with. Please believe that. We are for the people. We with the people. So tell your peoples they can't stop a high-speed soul train. We do this, man, with the love of music. We do this with the love of the artistry of the groups that put out the music. We do this because we love the music. This ain't no joke to us, man. Make sure to treat others like you want them to treat your mama. And with that being said, excuses are a tool of incompetence, man. So don't make none. Just do what you got to do. Don't kill nothing and don't let nothing die, you know. And if you want to look good in front of millions, you got to outwork millions to look good. So keep that in mind and do you, man. Nobody knows who you are but you. So make sure that every move that you make is calculated, strategic, and in the best interest of those that love you and respect you. And that could be family, friends, others. Imagine coming to a household and your dog don't even like you. You know, he looking at you side-eye. You know, it's like, come on, man. Do the right things for everybody that's involved in your life. Be that guy that you want everybody to respect you, including the family pet. So if you ain't got the respect of your own dog in your house, you need to change your get down. You need to get down real. And with that being said, until next week, on behalf of Slick Rick, G. Lou, Queen Jean, my caller, Tweet Cadillac, God bless y'all, man. Good night, man. And let's get through this holiday season. Don't spend up all your money on holiday trying to buy presents for people that really don't give a damn about you. And then keep in mind, after you spend all your money on Christmas, December 25th, remember, on January 1st, your rent and your mortgage is due. So do not fall short of glory trying to impress people, buy them stuff, and they ain't going to get your kids nothing. So understand that you don't want to go into a new year with credit card debt and you broke, and now, you know, you ain't got your rent money come January 1st. Because believe me, that's the biggest letdown that people will ever have. Spend all your money on Christmas and don't realize that, God damn it, the first is 1 week away. And you got car notes, insurance, AAA, cable, PG&E. You got all these other bills, and we ain't even talking about food. So come on, man. Do the right thing, man. Do the right thing. Don't spend money on people that aren't worthy. You don't have to impress nobody. Impress the people that love you. Got me all choked up, man, because it's real. Don't go into the new year broke trying to impress people. Do what you could do. Spread your love accordingly. Good night, y'all. It's been swell, but we got a bill. Peace.